Hey there, Pounders. Josh, or Completely Deck here, and bringing you another post-game podcast. Tonight was the game against the New Orleans Hornets, with the final score being the Spurs, 72, and the Hornets, 96. You can glance at the box score to see what happened. Come on, the Spurs scored 12 points in the first quarter total, and New Orleans 13. Then both teams picked it up in the second quarter. Spurs scoring 26, the Hornets scoring 28. But then the third quarter happened, and it looks like the Spurs kind of looks like whatever energy they had ran out in the locker room. They only scored 10 points, and I'm pretty sure that's the lowest this season for points in a quarter. But if you look at the numbers here on the box score, it tells the story as well. Ginobili shot 2 of 8 from the field, Jefferson 3 of 8, Duncan 2 for 11. Hill 2 for 6. He's injured his thumb, so that's understandable, but still, basically everything that you need to know is seen at by glancing at the box score. By watching the game, you could tell why those numbers are so low, and that is because the Spurs were simply out hustled on the offensive end in the first half, and in the second half, the Spurs defense totally dropped off the face of the planet. I think that has to do with fatigue and the fact that the Hornets wanted this win a lot more than we did. I'm pretty sure Pop would have liked this win. Regardless of the All-Star game thing that's been going on, if the Spurs win one game, then he's automatically the All-Star head coach, or if the Lakers lose, then he's automatically the All-Star head coach for the West. And that has nothing to do with it. The Spurs starters came out with very little energy in the second half. There was one shot where there was a Hornets player that was in the corner for a three, and there was absolutely no spur around him. The closest spur was in the underneath the basket by the time he caught the ball. It was that bad. You never see that from the Spurs. You never see a opponent catch the ball with a spur that far away from him. You at least by the time that the opponent is passing to that certain player, a spur is already on the run to go guard the other player. But in this case, the Hornet caught the ball, and the Spurs defenders were still underneath the basket. That's how out of focus we were tonight. The Spurs absolutely deserve this loss. This was not we were just simply outplayed. The Hornets came out with more confidence, and it showed. They ended up shooting 46.9, so 47% from the field, and they shot 80% from 3-point land, shooting 12 for 15. The Spurs defense was leaving the Hornets' 3-point shot open all night. So whatever they caught, they shot, and they made it. Spurs shot 27% from three, shooting 4 for 15 from 3-point land. That's not typically how the Spurs like to get things done, but unfortunately, the Spurs came off with a loss here. The Spurs have another game on Monday that I'm going to be a little bit go out on a limb here and say that they are going to come out with a little more defensive focus. One thing to remember about this loss, though, is that no matter how much the Hornets announcers were gloating and literally shoving this in all the Spurs fans' faces with their snide remarks about everything, remember that there are no back-to-backs in the playoffs. There are at least, I believe, two games off between each game. So, you know, I wouldn't worry about this loss too much, Spurs fans. But, you know, it's something to think about when the Spurs are leaving players out in the corner wide open with no Spurs defenders in sight. Final score tonight was the Spurs 72, the Hornets 96. Catch you next time. Hopefully not.